Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring, and I need to remind you of the views that are expressed here, and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and, well, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We're hoping to have Jimmy Walter on that line. And Jimmy Walter is a fabulously wealthy man. Probably is a billionaire. But he's a very down-to-earth guy, and he loves America. And he has, of course, been more or less incommunicado in Europe for a year because of the frequent death threats against him here in the United States that have been part of an organized plan to silence him for daring to speak out about what happened on 9-1-1. He actually was firmly convinced after watching the pictures of the towers coming down that the Twin Towers were demolished by explosives on 9-1-1, and he spent millions of dollars of his own money running ads in the New York Times and on television in New York City to tell people that they'd been lied to. Well, you see, that doesn't go over very well with the people who run things behind the scenes, because the last thing they want for the American people to understand that we left those people in the Twin Towers to die. And so they launched a planned program of intimidation against Jimmy Walter. And they put a big boulder on his car, 25-foot boulder, frequent death threats, breaking in on his home. And the police wouldn't investigate it. And the FBI wouldn't investigate it. And eventually, of course, he took off and went to live in Europe. Where they followed him, and they broke into his home repeatedly, and they broke into his secretary's home, and they broke into his supporter's home, and you say this sort of thing couldn't go on in America. It is being done by our intelligence agencies, and you get the same story if you get the book we carry called Into the Buzzsaw about what happened to the people who tried to tell you the truth about what happened with TW 800, or some of the stories. Actually, there's a wonderful book written called The Secret Life of Bill Clinton, written by Ambrose Evans Pritchard, and we have had interviews with Ambrose Evans Pritchard and with Chris Ruddy about somebody who knew what had happened to Vince Foster, the fact that he had been murdered. The government story was simply a lie, and this poor innocent guy was just trying to tell the truth. He thought the government wanted to know what had happened. And when he tried to tell, or when he was going to go before a federal grand jury and testify, there were 50 or 60 people employed by our government to harass him and intimidate him and make his life totally miserable. And the great tragedy is, of course, that you're not hearing about this. We have some of this story is told in my interviews with Ambrose Evans Pritchard, going into the background of what happened as far as the Oklahoma City bombing is concerned. And we have an interview with Ambrose Evans Pritchard where we just touch on this subject, and certainly this is covered in some of my interviews with Chris Ruddy, who of course is puts out a website and certainly puts out Newsmax. So understand that we have intelligence agencies that violate our laws and intimidate, and yes, they kill people who are an embarrassment to the government. I've actually talked to three different assassins who are hired by our government to kill people, various agencies. And, of course, I've had a number of my guests who died under mysterious circumstances. The last one, well, supposedly he shot himself in the head on twice in an effort to commit suicide. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And we were to have had with us as a guest this afternoon, Jimmy Walter. And Jimmy Walter actually is a very, very wealthy man. But he's a very down-to-earth man who loves America. He had a beautiful home down in the Santa Barbara area, involved with real estate. But when he realized and saw the pictures of the Twin Towers coming down, he knew we were being lied to, and so he actually began on his own, spent millions of dollars to run advertisements in New York City on television and take out full-page advertisements on the... and we maybe we've got Mr. Walters on the line right now. And Mr. Walters, is that you? Mr. Walters?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I certainly can. Well, I was beginning to worry a little bit about you.
Well, I called your other two numbers and finally got this one out.
Sorry. All right, fine. That. Well, anyway, I was just telling our listeners a little bit about your effort to try to educate the American people to the fact that we were not being told the truth about what happened on 9-1-1. So I'm going to let you pick up the story and tell it.
Well, the official, in fact, I wear a button that says the official 911 story is a lie, and it's a patent lie. The fact of the matter is that if you look at the initial pictures of the Pentagon before the roof collapsed, the hole in the Pentagon is only about 18 feet wide. There's no way that a 140-foot wide, 50-foot tall, 60-ton airplane fits in an 18-foot hole. Yet the administration, the people in the Pentagon, want us to believe this. And the official story says that the wings, the landing gear, and the 5-ton engines vaporized, but they were able to find human body parts and plastic ID cards in the wreckage. The World Trade Center, building number 7, was not hit by an airplane, had very small fires, especially compared with the Madrid Hotel fire this year, which burnt for 24 hours like a torch. It collapsed in 6.5 seconds, looking just like what it was, a controlled demolition. In fact, the firemen at the scene of Building 7 told them that FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Association, told them to pull back from the building before it collapsed.
Now, how did they know that building was going to collapse? Why would it, the fires were up above, why did it collapse from the bottom? And we're going to be back here in just a moment with Jimmy Walter. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Jimmy Walter. And Jimmy Walter has taken on a crusade to try to get the American people to know that what happened on 9-1-1 was not what we thought happened. And certainly, there could be no question at all. If you see the Building 7 coming down, it was not hit by anything. They say there were some fires inside, but buildings do not collapse from the bottom simply because there are fires, and buildings that burn for hours. They can burn for days, but they do not collapse. But Building 7 collapsed. And you could see, if you've seen the pictures of it, the explosion all around the very base of that. And Mr. Walters was saying that the firemen there in Building 7 were told by FEMA to pull back because the building was coming down. How did FEMA know the building was going to come down? So you pick up the story there.
Well, the fact of the matter is that in 100 years of steel frame buildings, no building before or after September 11th, no steel frame building, that is, has ever collapsed. Yet FEMA somehow knew that this one was going to collapse. Now, this applies to both buildings. They tell us that at the World Trade Center that the fires reached 900 degrees centigrade Fahrenheit and weakened the steel enough to make it soft enough to collapse. But the fact of the matter is that the fires at Madrid were much hotter, much longer, and you could see it for miles. It looked like a torch flaming the sky, and the steel never weakened enough to collapse. In fact, there was a steel crane on top of the building, as well as the building's weight, yet it didn't collapse. FEMA had no way to know that this building was collapsed unless they were actually in control of setting off the demolition.
And you're talking now about building number 7 that came down that evening. And the pictures, I'm sure you've seen the pictures of it, was obviously a controlled demolition.
Well, if you go to our site, reopen911.org, you can see pictures of the Madrid Hotel fire. Now, the point is that the Cardigan Group, which is a special testing group, tried to destroy a steel building with kerosene jet fuel and could not do it. Go look at the pictures of Hiroshima, and you will see that after an atomic bomb, the steel-framed buildings were still standing. They were shattered, but they were still standing. There's no way that this story can have any credence. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot another very important point. Larry Silverstein, the leaseholder of Building 7, said on videotape, and you can view it on our site and other sites, that he told the fire department to pull it. Now, pull it may sound like a pretty simple or innocent term, but in the demolition industry, pull it means to blow out the supporting columns in the middle so the whole building is pulled down into a postage stamp size. It's really funny now. If you go to Ground Zero, you can see they're rebuilding a building where Building 7 used to be. But the buildings on either side of it are still intact, never collapsed. And Building 7 was a block and a half away from both World Trade Towers. So we have, really on tape, Larry Silverstein's confession that the building was brought down with explosives.
And he made a lot of money out of that. He had these fantastic insurance policies on those buildings that he just bought or just gotten the right to.
Well, he invested $225 million and got back, I think it was only $225,000, but I have to check the figures. But let's call it $225 million and got back $3.5 billion in 6 months.
That's a pretty good investment, isn't it?
Well, it's an investor's dream.
And of course, it was our government that paid off all the families to keep quiet. And if you kept quiet and you signed something saying you'd never make a fuss about it, you could get up to $800,000, a couple of million dollars. For,
I think some got $3 million.
Right. Now, why in the world would we have been given money to all those people and make them sign some sort of a statement that they wouldn't bring any suits against either the airlines or against the government or against Saudi Arabia or anybody?
Well, also the insurance companies. Now, people say, well, why didn't the insurance companies object? Well, the insurance companies got paid off, too. They were able to raise their insurance rates on every building in New York City because of this. So while they had a $3.5 billion loss, and by the way, Silverstein tried to get $7 billion. He tried to get $3.5 billion for each attack, but the insurance companies washed that out. At least that's not final. He's still suing. You know, these lawsuits last forever. But the fact of the matter is that right now they have special terrorism insurance in New York. Insurance companies make their money on the losses. In other words, the bigger the losses, the more they can charge for their premiums. And they get to make it retroactive over all of the property, not just the property that was attacked. So while they may have lost $3.5 billion on Building 7 or on the World Trade Center, the untold billions worth of property in New York City all got their rates raised, and they'll be getting that increase in percentage for the rest of eternity.
All right, fine. Now, of course, you put out a great deal of money to run ads, television ads in New York City and full-page newspaper ads, questioning the official party line on that. Isn't it amazing that most Americans never heard of your effort? How many television ads did you run in New York City?
Well, all told, we've run 8,000 ads plus bonus ads. The first ads were run during the Republican, in the run-up to the Republican National Convention in last year. We were hoping to make it a topic, but of course every newspaper and every radio station, every TV station acted as if the ads didn't exist, just as they did this year when we ran 5,000 ads between September 11 and the mayor's race on November 8.
Now, of course, this was what, in the New York City area?
It was in New York City. Well, it was in New York City, We didn't run any in New Jersey. We had five cable networks agree to run the ads. It had been passed by all of them. And then at the last minute, one of the cable companies, the chief executive, calls up and says, nope, we're not going to run your ad.
So they could they just, it was their prerogative. They wanted to censor what you wanted to say.
Well, and why? Ask yourself, why would they censor my ad? There's nothing in my ad, any of my ads, that's a lie. In fact, we watered them down to get by the censors in the first place. So they obviously don't want the public to know. The whole point of freedom of the press was not to suppress the press information, as they're doing now, but was to make sure that the information could be gotten out there. Instead, the New York Times, the L.A. Times, all sorts of newspapers and TV stations across the country have refused to give voice to an outside or differing opinion.
And, of course, you were willing to put the money up to buy this advertising, and they wouldn't sell it to you, huh?
They wouldn't sell it to me.
No.
But some of them did. Remember Michael Moore? I have some questions about Michael Moore and why he hasn't stepped up to the plate here, but he hit a really great line. A capitalist will sell you the rope to hang him with.
And that's, of course, it's going to be telling the truth about 911.
Right.
Now, you are having an offer. You have $1 million offer, outstanding. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that? And what happened when you went down and picketed the New York Times?
All right. Well, this is funny. Well, I have a $1 million standing offer to the first person who can prove that explosives were not used to bring down the World Trade Towers. Now, before all you people say you can't prove a negative, yes, you can. If you say there's an elephant in the bathroom, and we all go into the bathroom and there's no elephant there, that proves there's not an elephant in the bathroom. Or if you say that you're at point A, and I see you're at point B, that proves you're not at point A. So you can prove a negative. This is a much maligned Aristotelian fallacy. You can prove a negative. Now, you can't prove there's no God because there's no limits. But the burden of proof is always on the person. Prove that there is a God. Now, I don't want to get into the religious thing, but that's the most common one that we hear.
All right. Well, anyway, because you have this offer out for $1 million, and will the New York Times carry an advertisement for that?
Well, they might carry the ad, but I got tired of giving them my money. So what I've done is I went down in front of the New York Times last week, and I had a sign that says, $1 million challenge, the New York Times reporters, ? And Bloomberg, he uses the mayor's candidate, can't see. Cowards, censors, traitors. And at the bottom I had a little footnote. If they can't see this offer, they can't be much of a reporter, can they? Well, this got smiles and laughs out of people going in the New York Times. It got scowls. It got shameful looks. But that was about the end of the reaction. I had people come out and talk to me about it. The people came out and took my pamphlet on the contest and stuff. And pretty much everybody left me alone. The security guard said, well, stand here. Don't get in the way. And I said, fine, whatever you want. Then the Judith Miller resignation came out. And remember, Judith Miller was the one who printed, who gave them the lies about the weapons of mass destruction, who got us into the Iraq quagmire in the first place. So I got a new sign printed up that said, the New York Times prints Miller's lie, censors $1 million challenge, cowards and traitors. Well, this got to their goat. I had one guy come out and say, you know, everybody here hates Miller. And so immediately, now I've been standing in the same spot for 3 days. On the fourth day with a new sign, out comes this grossly overweight security guard and says, you've got to quit putting your sign in people's faces. Well, my sign had never been more than 6 inches from my chest. I'd never been closer to 3 feet to anybody. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, you're putting the sign. I said, no, I'm not. He said, that's up for me to decide. Well, I said, isn't that up for the cop to decide? He says, I'm calling the cops. So about 45 minutes later, a cop finally comes, and he says, what are you doing? I said, I'm protesting the New York Times. The cop was an upright guy, and he said, oh, you're exercising your right of free speech.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here.
Sure.
Our
four tapes out on the JFK assassination. It includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of an American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Analyst Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Tieri. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest is Jimmy Walter, and we're talking about what really happened on 9-1-1. So you pick up the story there. You were there, certainly down at the New York Times, and they called the police on you, and of course the police then let you continue demonstrating.
Stood up for my constitutional rights while the New York Times tried to suppress me. Now, this guard, he came out and he started spewing all sorts of BS. I hope I can use that on the air. He was saying, do you have a permit? Well, you don't have to have a permit to protest. You have to have a permit for a parade, or if it was a massive number of people, this is one guy. And he was very intimidating. There was a black guy talking to me, an African-American talking to me, and he started to say something. And the guard yelled at him, you shut the you fill in the rest of the blanks up. So the guy was trying to intimidate me from protesting my free speech rights in front of the New York Times. Now, I, of course, took this as a victory. In fact, I might have given up if I didn't have the victory. But so I upped the ante. One of the other things I've been supporting is the fact that the American military is using uranium ammo. Now, they like to call it depleted uranium ammo because that gives you the idea that it's not radioactive. This stuff is highly radioactive. And so I'm not using their euphemism. I've dropped depleted. I just say uranium ammo. So I had this sign up, and this is all true, by the way, folks. Our own uranium ammo has maimed and is killing 265,000 of our own troops. The fact is that one-third of the Gulf War veterans from Gulf War I are now classified as disabled. That is maimed because they breathed in the residue from the uranium ammo that they fired all around there. This stuff is all through the desert. It's in the sand. When the sandstorm comes up, people are breathing it again, and they're having a tremendous number of deformed babies born there all the time. It's even worse from a national standpoint because the soldiers who breathed this brought it home, it got in their sperm, infected their wives, and deformed their own babies. We have not only killed our own soldiers, not only maimed our own soldiers, we maimed their wives and their children with the same thing. So this sign got up there, and I'm handing out tapes. I hope you don't mind me plugging him. Dave Von Kleist has a new tape out called Beyond Treason that details all this. So I'm handing out the tapes, and I'm saying it gets in their sperm, infects the wife, and deforms the baby. Now, this really put a chill on the staff of the New York Times. Remember now, the folks that work at the New York Times are human beings like you and I. I had thumbs up, winks, people telling me we already had the videos and stuff. And a few people turned away in like shame, and then a few people were angry. But this one, they couldn't even face me on it. But a few reporters took the tapes, and we've got to stop this. I mean, the New York Times is supposedly the icon newspaper of the United States, and they have a responsibility to inform the public, and they're not doing it. And as a result, we're massacring our own troops.
I know. Well, we've done a number. In fact, we have a four-tape set on that, and we certainly have interviewed Dave Von Kleist and tried to get so much information out on the use of depleted uranium and if they will use that to destroy our own troops. Is any person's family in this country really safe?
No, they don't. Have you done a show on the bird flu yet?
Yes, we have.
So you know what I'm talking about. You know, the vaccine that they're going to give you has bird flu in it. They're going to give you the daggum disease. Do you trust the government to give you the exact right dose for you and your condition?
Well,
I don't.
Well, I read the book Rainbow Six by Tom Clancy, which is, of course, written many years ago. But Tom Clancy says in that book, the information in this book is information the government doesn't want to tell you. And it's all about a great epidemic. And, of course, it's created artificially. But, of course, the kicker is they've got a vaccine that's designed to kill everybody in the world, or most of the people, except for the elite, who are pushing sustainable development. People like Al Gore and John Kerry and the other people who are on the ground floor of this whole sustainable development scam. But we getting a little off the subject here. When we get back, we'll be talking to Jimmy Walter. We'll be talking about what happened on 9-1-1. And you have to understand that when you're on the front lines of this battle, you come under tremendous pressure. And Mr. Walter has come under tremendous pressure, forced to actually to move to Europe because of death threats that, for some reason, the government, the FBI, the police, wouldn't actually investigate. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Genocide and one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America. The fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Of course, our guest this afternoon is Jimmy Walter. And Jimmy has been on the front lines of this battle, spending his own money, running advertisements, running TV advertisements. And in the state of New York, in the city of New York, the vast majority of the people know that they've been lied to. Now, you remember we had the initial investigation, and that was the Senate Intelligence Committee. George Bush insisted on censoring that report. First of all, he didn't want the investigation. Then he censored the report and left out, I think 28 pages having to do with Saudi Arabia, his friends in Saudi Arabia, and the fact that they had financed this and were working with Al-Qaeda. And then, of course, I think I counted 100 pages, and all those 100 pages, about 50 of them, in addition to the 28 pages that were censored, they all had things deleted. The next report, the 911 committee report, most of the important information was suppressed. It has been sealed for 30 years because we don't want Osama bin Laden living in the cave to find out what was testified to by the people who had to give a secret testimony, and then it was all sealed, and none of it was put in a 911 commission report, and then they censored that anyway. Well, let's go to Mike calling from New York. Mike, did you have a question for our guest?
Hi, good to talk with you two. Obviously, you know William Rodriguez.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm staying in his house.
Pardon me?
I'm staying with him.
Perhaps you could tell our listeners who William Rodriguez is, because they probably don't know.
Me or the caller?
No, why don't you tell them, Jimmy?
Yes. William Rodriguez was the hero who used his passkey to help the firemen get up the stairs to rescue thousands of people. The normal security crew who had the passkeys had all fled, deserted their post, and he was the only one left. He was the last man out of the World Trade Center. He had to dive under a fire truck, and he was rescued. He represents all the Hispanic victims and their families, and many of the Anglo victims as well. His group was the group that made Bush and company have the 911 commission in the first place. They didn't want to have it at all. And he and his group are protesting the report, saying that it is not answered any of their questions and has left out the testimony of people like him and the firefighters who are in the building that contradicts the official report's findings.
And, of course, wasn't he actually heard the explosions in the basement of the building? Wasn't that
the World Trade Centers have six levels of basement. He was in level basement one, and they heard explosions below them. Moreover, he had to rescue people in the elevators from drowning because the sprinkler systems are working so well that all the water is pouring into the elevator shafts, which completely discredits the official version that the elevator shafts were a raging inferno.
And so basically, he heard the explosions in the basement. They don't want the American people to know that somebody, by one means or another, managed to cut the major supports to the building. Would that be a fair assessment?
Absolutely, Dr. Stan.
All right. Mike, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Yes. I had an opportunity to talk to him on Alex Jones' show because he mentioned the explosions going off.
Mm-hmm.
And I had asked him, because he worked in the building, did he notice any unusual activity, electricians, plumbers, construction people, leading up to September 11th? Because, of course, they had such a fantastic security firm there guarding those buildings. And he said, yes. In fact, they were shutting down floors leading up to that event for months and weeks at a time.
Well, Marvin
Bush, of course, was running the security firm.
What you're suggesting is that one of the Bush family was actually running that security firm that was shutting down the floors? Is that what you're saying?
Marvin Bush was the head of the security firm running that detail up through September 10th.
Now, is he a brother of the president?
The brother of the current president.
Why was he running a security firm in the World Trade Center?
But there's a small error in this, but it's just a small error. Marvin Bush did not actually run the company. But this security company and Larry Silverstein forced every leaseholder to vacate their premises for a week while the security team went in and inspected it. They couldn't allow any of their own people in. And so this would have been a perfect time to plant explosives on every floor.
All right. Anything else, Mike?
Nope, that's it. I want to get that out.
Hey, thanks so much. And, Jimmy, I hope maybe you could call me back and we could make arrangements to get Mr. Rodriguez. I've been wondering how I would ever get hold of him and get him out of our program.
Well, he's on his honeymoon this week.
Well, he is.
He'll be back next week. And when we have our show on the December 2nd, I'll make sure he's in, but I'll put you in contact in between.
I would appreciate it. And obviously, he's a very courageous guy because, you know, when you come up against the powers that be, think of the implications. 3,000 Americans died. Now, they planned on 6,000. You remember right after the attack, and they kept telling us it was 6,000, it was 6,000, it was 6,000. That was because all the people were supposed to die in the South Tower, except there was some guy that didn't understand the script. He worked for Morgan Stanley, and he got out almost, I think, 25 or 24, 2600 of the Morgan Stanley employees who were told to stay at their desk, and he said, get out, I'm in charge, get out. He saved all their lives.
Yes, and also Williams saved many lives because there weren't supposed to be pass keys to the stairwell for the firemen to get up, and he provided those.
All right. So everything was done. They locked the doors to the roof because during the first bombing, people got out on the roof and were rescued by helicopters. They made sure it didn't happen this time.
Well, you're absolutely correct. It goes on and on, the duplicity and the cruelty of these people.
And, of course, well, the most amazing story, and it took me a couple of years, really, before I was able to verify it, was that it just so happened on that very day, September 11th, they were having some government,
They had a terror drill that day.
They had a terror drill where they had a plane crashing into a government building. So when the reports came in to the air traffic controllers, they kept saying, is this real?
Or
is it part of the drill?
Same thing happened in London at the London bombing. The head of the security team said it was amazing. We were in there planning for a terrorist attack on these subway stations, and it happened.
Well, what a coincidence.
Well, did they call me a conspiracy nut? I call them coincidence nuts.
Well, you know, you never thought you'd be doing something like this, did you? I mean, you were a real estate developer, weren't you? Wasn't that what you were doing before this whole thing came down? Or?
Actually, I've been a designer of cities of the future. We're trying to design truly sustainable cities of the future that include the factories that produce everything that people consume, the forests, the agriculture, the waste treatment, a luxurious, extensive mass transportation system instead of our individual suicide machines, something that makes sense from an engineering and logical standpoint. And the only reason I got diverted into 911 is that I saw this great evil about to destroy the world and plunge us into a new dark ages.
Well, I really appreciate the fact that you were diverted and that you got into this, because it takes somebody that, you know, really is dedicated to what you've done. And, you know, you could hire somebody to go down there and stand in front of the New York Times with a sign on. Why did you do it yourself?
Well, patriotism. I mean, you know, I'm privileged. And I look at it the opposite way of most people who are privileged. I think if I'm privileged, I should be the one who's willing to go out there and do the most for my privileges.
You're never going to see David Rockefeller out there demonstrating.
or Bill Gates.
Amen to that. Well, let's go to Ben, who's calling us from Salinas. Hi, Ben. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, sir. And to this gentleman, I would like to say, I understand why you're out there, because I, too, love this country with every fiber of my body. And thank God for people like you, Harry Reid, Fitzgerald. And you walk in the mode of Ben Franklin and of the great patriots of our country. And my question is this, sir. Are we going to get a real, genuine 9/11 investigation? How about with the $100 million we spent on Clinton's investigation? Let's get Fitzgerald to do this one. Give them all the shields and cloaks they need. And let's get at Tennant and all these people that know what was done to our country.
All right, that's the question now. Of course, Mr. Walter trying to get a reopening of the 911 investigation.
Well,
can we get an honest one?
That's a misnomer, because I certainly don't want the Keene Commission to do it again.
Right.
I mean, that's like asking the thief to investigate the thief again. What we do want is an independent prosecutor, independent counsel like Fitzgerald to do an investigation, or get the Manhattan District Attorney off his rear and do something. The Manhattan District Attorney has absolute authority to open a real criminal investigation. Remember, the 911 Commission assumed the administration story was correct. All they investigated were failures in the security, in the national security system, failing to warn. And what they found out was that the government was warned. But remember, that's a red herring. When they talk about wire transfers to ADA and being warned that the Arabs are going to attack, what they're trying to convince us of, that the Arabs did attack. It wasn't 19 flight school flunkouts who flew 60-ton, 130-foot-wide, 50-foot-tall airplanes in high-speed, low-altitude turns to hit the only empty section of the Pentagon. Give us a break.
Yeah, and sir, with these people that profess to believe in the Bible so much, they tell us what right-wing Jesus believers they are, why are they so reluctant to put their hand on that very same Bible and tell us the whole truth under penalty of perjury?
Well, I think that some of us are, Ben. They're just some people are rather hypocritical. Anyway, thanks very much for calling.
Thank you.
God bless.
Sir.
Bye-bye. Anyway, you certainly are doing everything you can to try to get an independent evaluation. Of course, it's the same sort of cover-up they did after Pearl Harbor. The government kept having investigation after investigation after investigation, not to find out, not to reveal what happened, but to conceal what happened. And we saw the same thing after the Kennedy assassination. How are we going to get a really independent investigation? Because I think most people in the Senate and Congress are simply scared to death to do what's right.
Well, look at John Kerry. John Kerry ran the worst campaign in history, and now he's admitting he was fooled and that we shouldn't have gone to war after it's too late. And don't forget, John Kerry and George Bush are members of the same secret satanic fraternity, Skull and Bones. They both laid in a coffin, masturbated, and told their fraternity mates their darkest secrets so they could blackmail each other. This again, it's just a coincidence that both candidates for the president were members of Skull and Bones. That's a coincidence, but I'm a conspiracy nut.
Well, I think that anybody who really looks at Skull and Bones, John, has to realize that there something very strange happened on 9/11. The terrorists would be just so so fortunate that that very day there was happened to be a drill going on that simulated a plane crashing into the Pentagon. What a coincidence! There were so few people on those planes. Ordinarily, I think they were about a quarter full. When was the last time anybody was on a plane that was only a quarter full?
Well, a transcontinental flight, particularly because the airlines cut the number of flights to make sure that they're full.
Right. So there's so many unanswered questions, but I think the biggest ones I always like to ask is about the passports. There's just no way that those two passports, one could have fluttered down from the North Tower, and the other fluttered down from the flaming wreckage of the plane in Pennsylvania, and each one was a passport of one of the hijackers. That is just too absurd to be true. In fact, the fact that they try to sell that to us suggests they're really not very smart.
Well, and also back at the Pentagon, they said that the wings and 5-ton engines, engine mounts and major landing gear vaporized, but they found intact plastic ID cards. Also, if you look at the pictures of the Pentagon in Dave and other people's videos, you see unburnt books right next to the hole. Come on, guys.
Well, I think there are a lot of unanswered questions, and I think that the major thing that you're doing is keeping this alive, because you see, right now our attention is focused on Iraq, the tragedy over there, but we would never have been in Iraq, and you never could have gotten the American people to be willing to go to war if it had not been for the new Pearl Harbor, which was what 9/11 was all about. Only instead of losing 3,000 people, as we did in Pearl Harbor, they were supposed to lose 6,000. But somebody messed up the script. This crazy guy worked over there at Morgan Stanley, got all those people out of the South Tower against instructions, and only 3,000 people died.
Yeah.
But the last thing they can allow is for the American people to realize really the evil of what happened that day.
Well, and also back to the coincidence, it's just a coincidence that Wolfowitz, Pearl, Cheney, and Rumsfeld called for a new Pearl Harbor event, and it happened the next year. Give us a break. Come on.
All right, fine. Well, let's get your website out. And, of course, your thoughts on what's going on.
Well, reopen 911.org. If you go to the website, we'll send you a free DVD on what's happened. And we're coming out with a brand new one now with some added video and added features. It'll be up next week. If you sign up now, you'll get the new one.
Now, is that the one that Dave N. Kleiss put out?
No. This one is a compendium of our event. It has excerpts from Dave's video, and it also has Eric Huffschmidt's Painful Question, the shortened version with a new voice. We have Penny Little's Electile Dysfunction about the stolen election, and Penny Little's Dust and Deceit about the WTC disaster. We haven't mentioned that tonight, have we?
No, we haven't.
Well, what most people don't know is on September 13th of 2001, the EPA wanted to warn everyone that the air at the WTC was full of carcinogens, mercury, radioactive elements, etc. And the White House changed it to say the air was safe to breathe in order to reopen Wall Street.
And sure, they knew that a lot of people who were working there in the World Trade Center were going to be permanently crippled and their lives would be destroyed.
Well, it was a very high probability, let's put it that way. And this lie was told by Mayor Giuliani, Christy Whitman of the EPA, and as a result, two of the firemen have already died. Half of the firemen, these are heroes, can no longer work, have permanent disabilities.
Half of the cleanup crews
have permanent disabilities, and thousands of people in the surrounding area have been disabled. Rachel Hughes was a volunteer who went down there and handed out coffee and donuts to all the people. She can't get any coverage at all. She has been permanently disabled. The woman is a beautiful woman, was a beautiful person to know, and now she's an invalid due to their lies.
And, of course, this is because of the air contamination from the mercury that was in the air and the asbestos and all of these things. They
radioactive americium 241 from all of the smoke detectors.
And they knew that.
They absolutely knew that. It is a crime. It's a minimum of reckless endangerment. And since people have died, manslaughter, perhaps second-degree murder, and the district attorney, Morgenthau, won't do anything.
Hey, we're out of time. God bless you. And that's www.reopen911.org.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Stan.
We'll look forward to being with you on Thursday. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless. www.reopen911.org.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company's been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You know, when I was growing up, my parents weren't worried about our education. We were taught the basics of math and English, science and history, the joy of art and music, and the need for sports. And our generation turned out leaders in every field. But as a parent today, I am concerned with my child's education. That's why I chose VHM Christian School. I know that at VHM, my children are getting a quality education with a biblical foundation. I'm not worried whether they'll be prepared. I know they are. VHM gives my children the tools to succeed and instills moral values. There are so many issues for me to be concerned about. I'm glad my children's education is not one of them. Won't you call VHM today? Your child is worth it. Call 475-4762. That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we have a four-tape set with 2 hours with Jimmy Walter when he was actually here before he went, was really forced to leave this country. And for those of you who didn't hear this story, he was set up for the pattern of harassment. They must have had 20 or 30 people hired to harass him to drive him out of the country. Why? Because there are not very many people who have the courage to do what he was doing, and he was pouring millions and millions and millions of dollars into advertisements and television advertisements in New York City to convince people that we were lied about. And they can't let the American people know that. Think of the implications. They left the people in the World Trade Center to die. They knew the attack was coming. And if you haven't read my treatise on this, Foreknowledge 911, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, they're all only $9.95, all three of them. And it's simply a compilation of my newsletters. And remember, of course, what the CIA agent told the reporter, and it's quoted in the book, which we still carry, See No Evil. When the dust finally settles after 9-1-1, the American people will realize this was not a failure of intelligence. It was a triumph. Only 3,000 people died, but we got into the Iraq War, and that's what it was really all about. You need to get the 9-1-1 foreknowledge, my newsletters, over a period of 3 years, and you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. We can document everything that's there. If you want a copy of the presidential daily briefing of August 6th, we'll be glad to send it to you, where they told the president on August 6th of 2001, Bin Laden prepared to attack the United States. We'll send that to you free of charge. You need to get that. And then, of course, you need to join us in this epic struggle to determine whether this nation or any nation conceived under God can withstand the evil that exists today. We put together three great new pamphlets. They're called The Occult Hierarchy, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3. How can you understand what we're up against? Well, you've got to understand we're up against organized evil at the highest levels of our government, and there really are secret societies, and there really was an Illuminati, and if you don't believe it, read the book by the Librarian of Congress. We have it called Fire in the Minds of Men, written by James H. Billington, the Librarian of Congress, and he'll tell you about the Illuminati. Of course, he denies it came here, but quite obviously he knows it does, because we got from his own office, with his secretary's help, the treatise on the Clintonian Illuminati, written in 1802. But you'll find all of this documented in my treatise. But there really are secret societies. They exist today. And unless we can expose them, then the dream that was America will soon become a nightmare. So we hope that many of you will certainly want to get our Occult Hierarchy, Part 1, 2, and 3, and of course our Foreknowledge 911, Part 1, 2, and 3. Each one, all three of them are only $9.95 each. And so give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to understand depleted uranium, we have a 4-tape set on that. But I think the best single thing you can get is called Planned Population Reduction. It's a 2.5-hour talk we gave. And, of course, when you watch that, there are lots of graphics, so you won't get too bored watching or hearing me talk. But Hess has the information you need. Of course, you need to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and or the video and or the audio tape, or get them all together in the Brotherhood of Darkness special. Please go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And you can pull down our newsletters. You can listen to our programs 5 hours a day on the Internet. You won't get much accomplished, but you'll get an awful lot of information. And, of course, you need to help us inform the rest of the country. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival and for our leaders and ministers, because we're involved in a spiritual battle. And if America doesn't turn back to God, God will never again bless this nation. And lastly, we ask you to pray for my ministry of Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. And so until tomorrow, when we'll be back with you once again here at Radio Liberty, may the Lord be with you.